This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House of Representatives has adjourned for the holidays without sending the articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump to the Senate. But as AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Speaker Nancy Pelosi did issue an invitation to Trump to give the State of the Union speech.
The response came after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sent a letter to the president formally inviting him to address a joint session of Congress February 4th. The letter comes 2 days after Pelosi's House voted to impeach the president. She says she's inviting him to deliver the address in the spirit of respecting the Constitution. It's unclear if the Senate will have acted on impeachment by the time the president steps into the House chamber. No date has been set for its trial, with Pelosi and Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell at an impasse over how the trial will be run. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president blasted a Christian magazine on Friday after an editorial it ran called him immoral and said he should be removed from office. AP's Walter Ratliff has details.
The magazine's editor-in-chief published an argument for Trump's removal on Thursday, citing his black and moral record. Trump tweeted Friday morning that the magazine Christianity Today is a far-left publication which has been doing poorly. Some of Trump's strongest evangelical supporters rallied to his side and against the magazine. Their pushback underscored the political value of Trump's hold on the evangelical Christian voting bloc that helped propel him into office. I'm Walter Ratliff.
On Wall Street Friday, markets closed at new records again. The Dow added 0.3%, while the S&P gained 0.5%. The Nasdaq rose by 0.4%. President Trump claimed progress on North Korea, Hong Kong, and the Chinese trade deal, and that sent the stock prices higher. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.